you're here to accept an award, and I know when you accept the award, you've got some special words for those people watching. What are you going to say?
Yeah, man, it's real exciting for me to be here with what this organization does, and then the fact that this is one of the only awards that is voted on by your own teammates, and it's a huge honor. You know, it takes a lot of courage to go out there and do some of the things that happen on a football field, but I think it takes a lot more courage for your own guys to recognize the efforts that you're putting forth. So I take that to heart, and after the year we had, how tough it was, this is kind of something that's letting me know that they appreciate everything I've done.
I know there's some people that you would thank as well for you being in this position to accept this award. Who are they?
Yeah, I mean, you know, my parents, my wife, you know, they were all there for me. Larry Hess, you know, Daniel Snyder, a lot of the coaches were there, you know, just to help push me along and get me to where I am, and a lot of my teammates. You know, you never get anywhere in life by yourself, so all those people have helped me get to where I am, and I wouldn't have any of those people if it wasn't for God. So, you know, he's the plan, the guy that has the plan, the man with the plan, and he set all this up. And everything I went through and this team has gone through will be for a greater good.
You've had a couple of the other recipients, one from Oakland, come over, wish you well, told you a little story about a little kid in the hospital. But nonetheless, to get that type of response from your peers around the league should also make you feel pretty good.
Yeah, Khalif Barnes came over here and you know, talked with me real quick, and that's even more special because, you know, your own guys know you. They know what's going on. They know what's in the media isn't the truth. But when you have other players come to you and talk to you and tell you that, you know, they think highly of you and see what the struggle that you've gone through, I think that speaks volumes as well, because a lot of times with what goes on in this league and just in this world, the message can get distorted, and there's a lot of great people here. It's not just me, and I look forward to meeting all of them.
Couple side notes. You decided to go with the Honey Jones bow tie. Why?
Well, they got me to do the bow tie because they told me it was for charity. So, you know, this is my first time wearing a bow tie. I don't know. What do you think?
It's looking pretty good. You wear it well. I like the tux. New tux?
It is a new tux. I don't just have them hanging around in the house, so I had to go get one.
Hope you bought it because you might need it again. We got a little burgundy and gold tablecloth. Want to thank the people at the award for taking care of that, because it was a cowboy blue tablecloth here earlier.
Yeah, and you know our fans would not let that go at all. So good job being on your toes there, getting them to change it to the burgundy. So that's awesome.
How excited are you? Redskins and free agency have made a lot of moves, Robert. And, of course, we've seen you working out. I know you're chomping at the bit a little bit. How do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, I feel great. You know, it's been good to have that new energy in the building with Coach Jay Gruden there. He's doing a great job thus far. And although we can't talk football, it's still good to get to know him on a personal level. And I think the players are excited. It looked like there for a second like we weren't going to do much in free agency, and then we had some big moves there. So I think the fans are excited too. And it's exactly what we need, a quiet offseason. You know, all of us uniting together to go out and win together.
And you personally, you must be very excited.
Oh, no doubt. You want to get back out there. And as soon as the season ended, I was back in training. And, you know, I kind of had to talk to some people, and they kind of calmed me down a little bit. But anytime you have a year like we had, or even if you have a great year, you can't wait to get back to work. So it's not just about the highs, not just about the lows. It's about making sure you're consistent with what you do. And hard work is something that doesn't come. It's very natural for me, and I know it's natural for a lot of guys on this team. And we're actually going to Arizona soon, so that'll be fun too.
Yeah, I know you're going to work out with some of your teammates. Congratulations. You deserve it for all the hard work you put in. Kudos to the training staff for what they've done, and the doctors as well. Your lovely wife, Rebecca, is looking fantastic. So enjoy the evening here tonight.
We'll enjoy it. I want to thank all the fans for making, you know, standing by us through this whole time. And this award will be the first of many for this year. I think a lot of the guys are going to shock some people this year, but we'll keep that on the low and just keep working hard and earn everything we get.